Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology, using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You may or may not remember when Hans DeCause was on this broadcast a while back. He's a numerologist. His career began in Houston back in the early 80s. He has a great, fabulous reputation as perhaps one of the country's leading numerologists. And so we start with, I think, going back, if we can, Hans, to what it's all about. Who figured out that you could use numbers to figure people out? And also, numbers can be used for much more than that, can they not?
Oh, yeah. First off, thank you for having me on your show.
Sure.
Nobody really knows who initially began the science of numerology, but generally... It goes back, you know, several thousand years.
Mm-hmm.
The basis of numerology is in recognizing the synchronicity between patterns that we find in numbers and years, letters in your name, things like that. It's a little bit, you know, if you stand outside in nature, and I just heard you mention you're also a farmer, so I'm sure you can relate to that. Everywhere you look, you see patterns. You know, the seasons, the day and night, the way, you know, the harvesting cycles, etc. And so when you're born, you step into a reality that is based on cycles and patterns. And while they are extremely complex with, you know, almost an infinite number of variables, you can still find enough to recognize that people born under certain parts of those patterns will have certain qualities and attributes. And the same with names and letters.
Well, so it's kind of like, Hans, it's kind of like astrology in a sense. There are people who were born at a certain time, in a certain place, certain date, that have, it's really pretty amazing actually how that works. And so numerology in a sense works the same way, depending on it isn't dependent on where you were born, but you also, if you put people together like, I'm November 5th, 1946. All right, what does that tell you? I know you've got an app that people can use to figure it out on their own, but let's just intrigue them with either your birthday, my birthday, Kara's birthday. What can you find out about me knowing that my birthday is 11/5/46?
Well, people can find out by downloading my World Numerology app from worldnumerology.com. So basically, I'm looking at a chart that is part of that app, and it's free. So I look at your date of birth, and I think you may have talked about this like a year ago. You do have a 9 life path, which is probably the main reason you do what you do. It has, the 9 is about a global reach. It's reaching out. It's global awareness, you know, communication. So you're in the right field with that. I was actually also looking at the cycles you're going through right now, which is also part of that app. And I noticed that you're in a transition period from one long-term cycle into the next. And so There's a lot going on in your life right now, I know that. And I know that next year there will be a lot more focus on you as an individual. I think you're going to take some projects on that. You may already have started some that are really just your project. You're going to focus more on that. So there's a lot of things that you can find in the data first.
How do you figure out that? I think that's the fascinating part. The number you must have, is it, did you add all the numbers up? Did you add 11, 5, and 46? That's what sometimes I hear. 11 and 5 is 16. And you add 1, 1, 5, 4, 6, not the numbers together, but 1 and 1 is 2, and 5 is 7, and 4 is 11, and 6 is 17, and 1 and 7 together are 8. So I'm an 8. Is that basically
it? No, you're a 9 because you forgot that it's not really 46, it's 1946.
1946, sorry about that, right, yeah.
So
yeah,
you need to add that 1 and that 9.
So that's why you said I was a 9. You said a few minutes ago I was a 9.
You are a 9. Yeah, and really there's a kind of beautiful logic behind it, because your date of birth is based on your month of birth, your day of birth, and your year of birth, and each of those is what they call a period cycle, and you have three of them during the course of your life. So your first one is an 11, your second one is a 5, and your third one is a 2. 1946 adds to 2. So those three cycles combined create your life path cycle, and that's the most important number in the chart. That's the 9 in your case.
All right. So Hans has a website, worldnumerology.com, with lots of information about how his software works, lessons you can learn. I find this to be more, and I'm not sure, and I say this lovingly, that it's as popular as astrology, because I think it's harder to understand, and that's why we have you back again to explain how this all works, so how people can further expand what they know about themselves. Thus, it fits well into Your Hidden Power, Your Hidden Power show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with a way to change your life, not dissimilarly from some of the things that we pursue on this program, because we're aiming at changing your life. So here's a way to change your life, literally as well as figuratively, physically change your life by using Get the Teas Life Change Tea. There are a number of teas that you can go. When you go to the website, getthetea.com, you'll see different formulas for teas, unique blends, all natural ingredients. So there are different teas supposed to be for different things. Special formulas, in this case, helping people with constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, bloating, gas, belching, all that kind of stuff. So there's a tea for that. There's a tea that can help remove nicotine and secondhand smoke from your body and keep your liver and your kidneys, your colon healthy, all of this stuff. We all know there are lots of chemical intruders in our world, and they affect your entire body. So different life change teas are formulated to help different parts of your body protect itself. Life Change Tea. Let's start with that. Life Change Tea, made from American teas, all natural, all organic. Go to getthetea.com and order Life Change Tea and see what else they have in the catalog. Life Change Tea, though, really will get rid of the things that are in your system, the toxins, the molds, the parasites, all that stuff. Get it out of your system. Clean up your body. Nourish your body. Go to getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship it free. Getthetea.com. The idea is to enhance your life and your living. And you'll do that well with Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. All right, let's get back to our conversation here with Hans Dekaz and the idea of using numerology. When people come to you, what's the focus? Are they looking for the same sort of help that people want from a psychic or an astrologer? What's the main focus?
Pretty much. Yeah, what they want is they want to improve their life. They want to understand themselves better. They want to know what they're made of. They want to know what their talents and their strengths are. They want to know what the future holds for them. It's all basically about self-improvement.
Mm-hmm. It's a study in one's self-expanding using numerology. But do you agree with me that often people don't understand the concept as well using numbers as they might using some other tool? It's a hard education.
Sure. Yeah, and you know, most people don't really care for math all that much. So, but that's all okay because that's my part of the job.
Yeah,
so they don't really have to know anything. You don't have to really understand a lot about astrology in order to go to an astrology. So, same thing.
Right. It is. I understand what you're saying. I think it's a good. It's just another tool in the toolbox, if you will, of understanding you and how to open up to what is going on in your life, what the influences are, where you're likely to head in the next year, all things you can use to plan out your life, perhaps alter some things, change the course. It's all aimed at helping you out, different things. That's why we present them all here on Your Hidden Power. So check out Mr. DeCause's website, worldnumerology.com, and perhaps you'll have a consultation with him as well that'll help you understand things that you have questions about. Hans DeCause here on Your Hidden Power. You always have a chance, and that's the real beauty of all of this work, I think, that there's always a chance for you to make good, if you will. Yesterday was yesterday. It's gone. It's past. Forgive and move on. In my own life, I've had this last week sort of a setback. Many of you have heard me tell the story. I've told it many times on the various venues that I have, the Family Farmer Show, the health show, my regular DJV program, and Your Hidden Power, about me trying to save my farm and trying to come up with various tools that we've been working through the mill for the last 7 years. And it came to an apex last Tuesday night. I have had lots of input from people who are trying to support me and the mindset that I was in and many other people were in. There was a lot of anger and hostility aimed at me for things that have nothing to do with saving the farm. So the saving the farm became a sort of, I personified things that some people don't like because I'm pretty outspoken about local politics and people don't do that. So there were three or four people who really have been trying to scuttle this plan for the 7 years, been working on it, and they were successful. I needed 8 votes in the city council and got 7. They got 3 people to agree with them that either I'm a bad guy or this is bad for Frank, whatever it is. So I've had to pull my head out of that. And I'll tell you, one of the things that has done it for me this week is the new Oprah Deepak Energy of Attraction videos that, well, they put together a series, and about once, I think the last couple of years been a couple of these series. They're 21-day meditation experiences, and I'm not selling them. I'm not here to tell you that I'm getting paid, but they do work well together. There's something about the blend of Oprah and her approach and Deepak and his approach to things, especially in our society, where we have limiting beliefs, as was exemplified by what happened to me last week, the limiting beliefs of the people who killed it. So I needed something, and I went to Oprah and Deepak and found it. So you might want to check that out. Oprah and Deepak. You can find it by Googling Oprah and Deepak.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Creating a better world, a new world, a different world, that's what Your Hidden Power is all about. This is Your Hidden Power Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Attracting the energy and attention of one Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com is his website. There isn't a day that goes by when I talk to Uri that there isn't something exciting going on. He's the judge on a new TV show there. doing commercials for various things. Wherever you are, when it was in England, it was the same thing. I remember your life there when you were in America, and now you've gone back to your native Israel, and people are finding you to be an important, motivator. Yeah, you're doing a lot of that success, teaching people about what they, if you'll just, I find one of the things that I like is it's always a new day. I think that's something that you have inspired in people. We were talking about the World Cup and how you inspired that whole business, understanding, no matter who you talk to, that if you want to be successful, you have to believe that every day is a new start, because you won't accomplish anything if you're stuck in the past. And so many people are. Don't you find that to be the case, Harry? So many people are so stuck in the past. They're sad about somebody dying or the end of a relationship or whatever it is. And you tell them, keep moving.
Yep, that's exactly so, Doug. And now that I'm back in Israel and I'm creating this very unusual, unique, and maybe bizarre, I don't know what else to call it, museum. It's going to be, of course, called the Uri Geller Museum. I have this incredible space that I found. It's a 1,000-year-old building. Actually, if you get on my website, on urigeller.com, you will see the building. It'll take me about a year to refurbish because the foundation of the place is 1,000 years old. But what I'm discovering is a side of me, and I'm sure that you have the same side, not only you, Doug Stephan, but all our listeners, and it's basically called creativity. And if you can engage yourself in creating something, whether it's drawings, paintings, artwork, even joinery, you know, woodwork, there are millions of different occupations that you can create out of them something that is called creativity, and that activates the mind. The more you think, the more you plan, the more you judge, the more you believe in your talents and your skills, you can produce things out of nothing.
You know, I wrote some words down while you were talking there. Creative, plan, believe, and do. You and I have been great friends for a quarter of a decade. One of the things, I don't have that many male friends because most men don't have the same picture of life that I do. They want to slow down. They don't want to do. They say to me, why are you doing all of this stuff? Because I feel to. I feel that it's necessary for us to keep creating. We are creative beings. So I have the radio programs. I have the farm. And I'm doing new things, creating new businesses, doing things that I haven't done before. And it's fulfilling. Some people are just different. But I don't like it when people criticize me or say, well, why don't you, you know, why are you doing this? Let somebody else do it. I don't want somebody else to do it.
Absolutely.
I want to do it. You feel the same way, right?
Yes. And, you know, creativity or creating things is basically related to involving the use of your imagination. Everyone has this incredible imagination. If you don't want to call it imagination, call it your original ideas to create something, to change or unleash your inner creative energy. I love that. It could be writing. I mean, gosh, it could be anything. It could be magic. Just think about it. And the amazing thing is that we all have it inside us. You know, a person whose job involves creative work is unbelievable. It's the most important element that will mix in your creative and direction of what you think about. So it can lead you into Aladdin's cave. You can find incredible wealth, incredible energy that you didn't know you have, you didn't know you can create, you didn't know you can absorb and inject that energy into other things that are around you. Thus, you bring positivity. and motivation and inspiration to others. So think about what I'm telling you. Every day, there are many possibilities that are passing you by. The successful people are the ones who know how to grab that possibility of creativity. So give it a try. This is a good talk today.
All right.
Give it a
try. I want to, before we're done, I want to look. Do you ever post these pictures on your website that you're drawing?
On my website, there is Uri Geller's artwork. Shippy just sent it to you.
I'm looking at it now. No, I'm looking at some of the design. Now, I've seen your stuff for years, the things you use for the plates and the cards and all kinds of other things. And I just wonder sometimes, I was in a class of expression about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and we had big pieces of paper, and we just were given bunches of paint, and you were to describe, or you somehow or other to draw and come up with some sort of free-form expression. And I did, and it looked like somebody who was 3 years old, maybe having paint on a piece of paper. Your stuff is almost trained. It feels like it comes from someplace. And I wonder whether you attribute the colors and the designs and things that you come up with to a power that is it the same as the other things that come. You get energy from another source. This is not you. This is another source, isn't it?
Well, maybe, but it's really a bottom line. It's the power of imagination. When you can imagine a figure that you want to draw and then you color it and you mix, because colors are energy. You know, orange is the most assertive color in the universe. So, for instance, when I wrote my little book of Mind Power, I had an orange circle in it. And I asked people, pull it out, touch it, rub it, and think positive, because the orange becomes a tool for your mind. All colors have meanings. Just Google them and you will see. So maybe next time, Doug, next week, we will ask people to have pens, color pens or markers, Sharpies next to them, and I'll lead them telepathically to draw something amazing, and let's see what the results will be.
Your hidden power is often demonstrated by what you can put down on a piece of paper, how you express yourself. Expression comes in the form of words, writing, expressing, saying, but also drawing is a way, and the colors that you are attracted to and that you use tells a lot about you as well. So follow along with Uri at urigeller.com. These are beautiful drawings. Thank you, Uri, for sending them along. Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. This is Your Hidden Power, with a reminder about how the most important part of your health and longevity is to have the right amount of weight. You get overweight, as Dr. Ken Cronas has said, he's never met a 90-year-old fat person. Probably haven't ever met an 80-year-old fat person. So if you want to live a long and happy and healthy life like most of us do, you don't need to know necessarily the science behind Calitrin. It is the best weight loss formula. It is good because when you lose the weight, your body is healthier, your joints don't have to carry all the weight around. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen, the protein from which most of the building blocks of your life come from. That's really the bottom line here. 20% of your body is collagen. You get older, it becomes less, so you need to supplement, and that's what Calitrin is. So 30 years, people have been taking this to promote healthy, lean muscle mass and weight loss, because when you have more collagen when you were younger, let's face it, you were thinner, you were more muscular. So revive, return to that body using Calitrin. It's a collagen peptide and protein that will basically work in a nice, positive way, in a very refined way. I have lost 12 pounds since April being on Calitrin. That's it. Simple, easy, straightforward. Do it now by contacting toploss.com. Get 10% off on all the bottles that you buy. And if you buy more than three, you get a fourth one free. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the special deal. This is the way to lose the weight safely and intelligently. Calitrin at toploss.com. Your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing those of you who are new to our visit here to our Psychic Scout at psychicscout.com. You'll find Mary O'Malley. So you may have been listening to Uri talk about expressing himself through writing or through drawing. I wonder, in your sessions with people, Mary, how often you have people draw or write? You know how you go, they always say to the bad guys in the TV, the movie, okay, here's a pad, write it down and sign it. Do you ever use that? And is it a good way for you to dig into people by having them in their own way, through their own best expressions, tell us your story, in essence? And a lot of times you can do that with, I know Uri well, I'm looking at these colors and the things he's drawing and see his expression there, kind of bizarre, as he said. So what about writing, giving people the opportunity to write things down, or do you think the best communication for you is just conversation back and forth?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I'm not a psychotherapist, but a lot of times spirit will come through and give a writing exercise.
You don't give yourself enough credit. Yeah, you are kind of, I think. I happen to think you are. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, thank you. But spirit will come through and give different writing exercises. And sometimes it's just, you know, a stress release, right, for 20 minutes about the trauma or something. But quite often spirit will come through and say, ask the person to write a fairy tale about themselves. Write it as if it's a fairy tale, you know, the princess and, yeah. and she's kidnapped and this happened.
The princess and the pea. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And people find that really fun. You know, it takes them, it gives a whole new perspective to what they might be, for lack of a better word, wallowing in at the moment, you know,
yep.
mm-hmm. how we get, when we get so disappointed and, so it's kind of fun for them, and they write a whole new happy ending to the story.
Yeah.
And it's really
so cathartic. Let me just clarify. You ask them to write an end to their own story or the next chapter of their own story. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, is it predictive? Do you find a lot of people write down things either that they want? See, because I believe that thoughts are things, and what you desire, you write down. And the more you write it down, the more likely it is to come true. Is that your finding as well?
Yes, writing it down and in particular saying it out loud, because you really want the energy of that to go out to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, we can change anything at any time. And I love what Uri says about, you know, being in that energy of a color or something like that. In fact, I'm writing a bunch of meditations for that right now. But just getting out of the loop that your mind is stuck in and creating
yeah.
a new loop that,
right.
that's associated with fun and with being empowered. And so writing a fairy tale about yourself, you know, and writing the happy ending, empowering ending to it all.
Mm-hmm.
Being in that energy just shifts what you begin to manifest.
And this is not, well, I wouldn't say it's not easy. Sometimes there's a breakthrough and it can come like that. Other times
yeah.
it takes years and years and years to get through to what the real message is. And I say that from personal experience, because I think there are some things that I know for sure and feel comfortable about. But then I know there are things that go on in my mind. The indentations, the impressions that are in your consciousness and subconscious are so hard to remove. It is so difficult to get some of that training that you get into your mind when you're a kid out as you are older. It really is. It's just, as the more experimenting I do with my own being, my own circumstances, the more fascinating it is for me to realize, and I don't know that I've said this out loud before, how much of a grip the past can have on you, even though you say, forget it, let's go. It really,
yeah,
it's a lot more difficult than just say, we just forget about it. Right?
Right. But like you said, you know, once you acknowledge it, you know exactly what the pattern is or where it's coming from. At that moment, you can change it, you know,
yeah.
just literally on a dime. So never give up, you know.
Those are the aha moments. Yeah, never give up. Get a great consult from Mary. Mary O'Malley at psychicscout.com. I'm sure that many of these things kind of intrigue people who are trying to sort of rebrand themselves. Mary is here on Your Hidden Power. Happy, heavenly, and harmonious. That would be a good description of Coach Maria. Maria Francesca Trilogy is here, our astrologer. Her web address is astrologer4, the number 4, astrologer4yourlife hanswithdr@gmail.com. Let's find out what she has to say, as we have focused on and off this month on the blood moon that is coming on Friday of this week, the longest lunar eclipse of the century. And I'm on my way to see you and my children this weekend. I will be in the airplane when the sky goes dark. I wonder what that's going to feel like.
Well, I think it will be quite a unique and memorable experience for you, mm-hmm. For anyone who is traveling, because as that happens, I do believe that we too are somewhat emotionally affected by any time you walk into a completely dark space, that, well, you know, there's nothing but this darkness. I think we do have a reaction to it. Wouldn't you not believe that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've told the story in the air any number of times about being in a tornado in an airplane when the right-hand side of the plane was dark as night, pitch black, and the left-hand side was like sunshine, and it was the eeriest feeling. And if you're, I'm thinking that it will happen gradually, kind of like if I catch a late afternoon flight to Los Angeles from Boston, about 2-3 hours out, 4 hours maybe, it'll be dusk and we gradually go into the dark. So I can't imagine this is going to be any different, except you'll come out of it after an hour and a half in it, you'll come out of it on the other side and back into daylight again. That's probably the eeriest part of it, wouldn't you think?
Isn't that a great analogy for us in life? And the sign that the moon will be traveling through is the sign of Aquarius, which will be opposite the sun sign in Leo. So mm-hmm. even if you don't know much about astrology, you have to realize this will be an opposition.
So what does that mean? So what happens? How does it affect people?
Okay, how that affects people is an emotional intensity that will take them forward, mm-hmm. Leo, fire, and then pull them back with the air. So air in being Aquarius. So I think everybody really just needs to stay grounded. And, you know, before you say something that you may be regretting, you have to be aware of what is going on. And if you can find a way, I know, you know, it's not like we can all stand still for this whole experience over the weekend, but we can be aware that there will be an intensity. There just will. And then, of course, on Thursday, Mercury goes retrograde.
Great.
And so that will only add to, you know, the passion and the emotion that we're all going to be experiencing. So this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, people really need to pay attention a little bit more than they normally would with regards to how we are feeling. You know, we are feeling human beings.
Yeah, we sure are.
We are. Most of what we are is emotion. Yep. And as we emote, you know, we make differences in people's lives, in our own and in other people's lives. So it's really important.
You're not on an island. You're not by yourself. Nothing is in a vacuum anymore. And I wonder, sometimes people probably ask you if you're traveling around to another part of our country. When I'm in L.A., for example, versus Boston, does the astrology of the moment affect me differently? Or I think people wonder about that, and I don't have an answer.
Yes.
What's the answer?
Yes. The answer to that is you are who you are. So you take yourself with you. And yes, there will be, you know, a bit of a difference in what you're going to be feeling because you're in a different, even weather environment. And so what is going on astrologically will also affect you a little bit differently, not like completely. You're not going to be a whole new person, but it is an opportunity. I love that. I love traveling and then seeing how it's affecting me astrologically.
Well, you got to be conscious of it. And I think more and more people are becoming conscious of it, but it takes a lot of work. And if you need some help in figuring it out, you go to Maria and get a good reading. Maria Trilogy, Astrologer for Your Life hansdecause@gmail.com. Your hidden power.
This program was edited by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit bobksound.com.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.